Welcome to another episode of the increasingly intermittent hypnotic suggestion series. Tonight, this script is designed to help you drift off in the context of an imagined scene, an imagined place. I want you to get comfortable. I want you to lie on your front, or perhaps lie down on your back. But your eyes must be closed, and you must focus upon this voice. The words the voice will use will help to paint a picture that will enable you to drift away with a little smile upon your face, feeling very warm and very calm and very relaxed. Are you feeling relaxed now? Is there anything I can do to help? Shall I tell you a story, perhaps? Whilst you get yourself comfortable, I will run through the usual things. The voice accepts no responsibility for any consequences, unforeseen or otherwise, that use of the script may have produced. You use this script at your own peril, and I hope you do. And this series of hypnotic suggestions are available in all good record shops, online, Etsy, FetLife, and other disreputable corners of the universe. Just so you know. Now that you are comfortable, and to be fair, what is comfortable after all? For some, comfortable is simply being able to have the time to listen to a voice in their head as they describe very rude things. For others, it's the end of the day, the end of a weary day, when the voice in their head beckons them to sleep. For others, comfortable is simply being able to open their legs and stretch and put their hands where they want. But after the strictures of a long and weary day, the voice in the back of your head at this moment is asking you to take a breath. I want you to breathe in and then breathe out, and again breathe in and then breathe out. And I want you to imagine something. It was a hot summer's day in July, and the heat was simply insane. Oh, hang on. I've got the wrong one. Now, I want you to close your eyes and focus upon the words that I will speak, the words that come from the voice in your head. Tilt your head to the side, put your arms above your head, and be preferably naked, although my legal team points out that this is not a requirement. It's another warm day in July, but today is a Sunday. And as you wake, fearful with the alarm that never came, because you never set your alarm on a Sunday, you realize with a start that you haven't actually woken late. As the sun gently dapples across the room, and a breeze dances through the window, making the curtain flicker, you realize with a sigh that there is no one and no thing that can rob you of your time today. You can simply rest. And what better way to rest than to lie in your bed, all warm and cozy, all naked and unashamed. Imagine the voice in your head. This voice in your head Imagine it was manifest and physical. What would you want this hand to do? So the voice reached to the bedside table and took up the little pot of oil and looked at the label, because this oil is flavored with platypus and linen and lilac and breeze blocks. Dribbling a few drops onto each hand and rubbing those big, veiny, warm hands until the veins glistened in the soft dappled light that's coming through the window. A moment of pause. And then fingertips. Fingertips touching the back of your shoulder blade. Fingertips becoming fingers, becoming hands, becoming pressing hands, becoming weapons. And those hands start to circle, gleaming and oily and soft and gliding across the flesh of your back. Widening circles, firm widening circles, as they reach up to your shoulders and down and up and down, like an ebbing, flowing body of water. Up and down, back and forth, just finding a rhythm, a pressing rhythm, a relaxing rhythm, searching out for every knotted muscle, every little bit of irritation, every chase of something that happened, just smoothing everything away. And a little smile as you focus on where these hands are going. They slide up now and search for the inside of your neck and that little crease of skin between your earlobe and the back of your jaw. And with long sweeping strokes, very slow, very firm, very gentle strokes, these hands upon your back, upon your skin, your glowing, tingling skin, travel down and down, and then rest in the arch of your back, just above the curve of your cheek. And the little fingers circle teasingly but soothingly. All they want to do is make sure that every care in your world is smoothed away. I'm going to open my hands now, so my fingers are as wide apart as they possibly can be. And then my fingertips are going to dig in to elicit a little sigh and a little squirm as you relax even more, feeling comfortable with a voice who possesses hands. Hands that move to your hips and press and dig slowly. And then I part your legs. Just a little. Just enough so my hands can focus on one thigh. And I wrap those big hands around the thigh and use my thumbs to crisscross as my hands move down towards your knee and then pause. Firm pressure, just reminding you that you are indeed alive today, on this day of no obligations, no need to get out of that bed. And all you can do is breathe in and then breathe out. And feel those hands slowly inching across the curve of your calf, down to your ankle, down to that little spot where if you get touched too softly, you jump and squeak and tickle. Not today. Firm, slow strokes and movement and questing and searching and circles upon the soles of your feet. The pressure is firm enough not to be a problem. It teeters on the side of just about bearable. And those long, slow circles go up to your toes, and a merciless finger slides in between each pair of toes, making sure they're still there more than anything. And once you sigh, the fingertips leave and return to your ankle of the other foot, and the circling and the touching returns, relaxing you, making you ready to yawn and stretch. As those hands torment the other calf to see if the calf matches the left, and slowly it builds and rises and circles, firm pressure, just touching. It's a very feral thing, the sensation of skin upon skin, the ability to allow yourself to be touched in such a gentle and intimate way. And as the heel of both hands rise up and graze against the other back of the knee, and then slow as they circle and slide across the other thigh. After the pause, the hands remove themselves and return to the curve of your back. Fingernails, not inquisitively searching fingernails, but again it's simply another sensation, rising and dragging gently up your back, up to your shoulder blades, around your shoulders, where these big firm hands open out once again and hold you still. As you breathe and sigh and smirk, and these hands spread out to the tops of your shoulders and then down your arms, just gliding. And when they reach your wrists and open out your palms, fingertips will circle gently, like ring-a-ring-a roses. But now I can feel that you are getting very sleepy. You are drifting away, oh so close, oh so close. This voice can sense that you are now relaxed and calm and very warm and very, very tingly, and drifting off towards the cliff into darkness and dreams. And so the voice must leave you, but with a long, long, sensuous drag of the fingers across your flesh, the voice leans down, lifts your hair, and places a very gentle kiss very gentle and lingers, and with a last final kiss that tastes of gossamer and silk, the voice disappears like a ghost and allows you to sleep and dream.